where does this rank as far as like the most recognizable movie theme?
It's the most.
It's got to be the most, right?
It's got to be the most.
Because it's also so easy. It's so simple. Like, you could do it. When you start learning piano, you can do this in, like, exactly, in a minute.
Because I think the other, thinking about other, like, Williams scores, right? Like, Star Wars, Superman, and, like, the theme from the indie movies, Indiana Jones movies. Yes. Like, so starting with Raiders. I've seen, and myself have also been caught off guard, I've seen people, like, confuse which one is from where, like,
sure,
like the Superman score is on and you're like, oh shit, Star Wars. I've like seen people do that and then it's like, oh no, wait, no, Superman. Oh yeah, oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh no, that one's Star Wars. But like, this is like undeniable. You're not mixing this up with anything else.
Well, that the score from The Post for sure.
sure, yeah.
You know, these are the iconic.
What else did he do? BFG.
I'm still remembering that he did The Post. Now I yes. Now in that world. Again.
Oh, I had to look that up. I was like, "What did he do?" Well, he did do it. But okay, you wanted to make sure.
Really insulted the man. I want you to go up to say to his face, "A child could do this."
I know. Well, actually,
a child.
That's just me over here.
My kid could do that.
ET is another huge one, obviously. I'm curious if it's apocryphal or not, but you know, apparently when Spielberg was, he went to Williams, like, oh, let me hear the score. When he played the theme, he was like, that's a funny joke. What's the real one? Kind of a thing, which I almost believe it because it is so simple. It's so like, you know, like, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did your child do this?
That's what he probably said.
I don't know, John. It's all right, but it kind of sounds like a child could do it.
But it's simple, and you know it. It is iconic. You feel that tension just by hearing those notes.
Exactly.
I guess I have to. All right, fine. Come in here, Junior. This is John Williams Jr. He's 5 years old. He wrote this. I'm sorry, guys. I had too much. I was busy, and I just handed it off to. I mean, he's been good, right? It's good, right?
Daddy, did I do good?
You did so good, my beautiful boy. You're gonna scare so many people.
Speaking of scary stuff, dude, how about this? The beach at night.
Mm. Oh my goodness!
This beach party with this little bonfire going here. Now, one of the things I've always had a beef with this beach party, you got harmonica guy. Mm-hmm. Okay, and harmonica, and everybody, by the way, it's the, you know, it's teens, it's the mid-70s, everybody's just trying to get fucked up and get laid, right?
Of course. Sure.
So harmonica guy, he's doing his part, he's playing a song, and that's the first kind of music we hear, just after the score, of course, but like the wah, 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 and he's like, got a lady there, and she's all like, oh my god, that mouth harp, right? Over just like 4 feet away on the other side of the campfire is guitar guy, guitar guy's doing his best to get laid. But they're not talking to each other. So you in like the little radius, you know, like a 6 foot radius here, you got a harmonica loudly doing one thing, and you've got a guitar loudly doing another thing. Annoying is all
but,
I'm saying.
But you can feel that tension, right? Clearly they had been together before, and now
harmonica
and guitar are no longer together. They have to be, you know, just strutting their stuff. Okay. He's probably doing my I Gave My Love a Chicken song, for crying out loud.
I thought maybe they combined their powers and be better, but I guess they had this
you know,
history.
Yeah. Maybe that is the story we miss here, Eric, is we're off with tits in the water. And meanwhile, there is a beautiful story being told about harmonica and guitar coming back together to sing some Bob Dylan song that they get maybe 15% of the lyrics right.
And I would love to see this as a Disney Plus series, right?
Please do.
Yeah.
Please
do. Oh, yeah.
Harmonica guitar from the Tales of Jaws or something.
Yes, quickly removed from Disney Plus. There for about 6 months.
Tax write-off.
This kid, you know, he starts talking to this lady. They go,
there's no talking, dude. That's the sexiest part about it, is we're just fucking looking at one another, and she just looks out towards the water, and that's the end of that.
She's getting naked, and he's trying to keep up. This kid's fucking toast, man.
He's wasted, man. Mm-hmm. He's falling down this dune, trying to get his cool boat shoes off and his expensive sweater.
I'm drunk, slow down. Yeah. I mean, he would have drowned, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, this Chrissy did him a favor.
Mm-hmm. But she's an excellent swimmer. She's doing some like backstrokes and some leg stuff. Like,
she's really getting out there. Also, though, another thing, man, night swimming, no thank you. Mm-hmm. On the ocean. Night swimming on the ocean, no thank you.
What about the R.E.M. song?
Yeah.
Later on in the movie, they do mention, like, I think it's at the town meeting that, like, oh, it was just a summer girl, so who cares?
Just some tourist detail. Trash. Don't worry about it.
It's great. You know, obviously you hear the score, you see the legs, you see everything. And then
But it doesn't matter because we've already seen everything.
It's just, it's a really cool, like, it's the gore in this movie is so well placed. Like, again, this is a horror movie. You know what I mean? Like, people will, there are jump scares. It is scary. You know what I mean? It's intentionally scary.
Real deal.
But the gore is so well placed. Like, you don't see it here. But you see it other places. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Also adding to the eeriness here is, of course, we're doing day for night shooting. So if you don't know what that is, folks, it's you futz with the film a little bit and you shoot shit during the day and you make it look like nighttime.
Looks great,
which adds this eerie blue glow to everything. It's fucking creepy as hell. But also, if you're going to fall, like pass out, like this is how drunk this dude is, right? Like you see him after the shark attack happens and it's brutal. It cuts back to our fella here, and he's just laying on his back, and like the water's hitting him, and you're like, it's middle of the night, cold New England ocean water, and you're not waking up sober immediately. No. This dude's blackout.
Well, this girl is screaming for her life, and he's not like, that doesn't like shock him awake either.
Well, honestly, you know? If I'm half asleep and drunk and I hear screaming for their life, I'm like, oh, that harmonica's getting loud again.
Turn it off, Rick. Quit it, man. I'm so sick of hearing that shit. Why are you laughing so loud out there? What's the joke? Who told you a joke?
Hey, John Popper, shut the fuck up. It's actually John Popper because it's '70s.
Ricky, if you're gonna do cover of the Hurricane, you can't say that lyric, dude. You just really can't say it out loud.
Okay. I know it's in the song, man, but it probably wasn't cool when Dylan did it either. You know what I mean, man?
You can just hum, man. You can just be like, and that, that's all you got to do, man. We're good.
Dude, but speaking of being wasted and drinking the night away, the next morning, you bet your ass both Chief and Mrs. Ellen Brody are hungover as fuck. You see Roy Scheider get out of this bed? That is a look I've seen 1,000 times on my father and myself hungover.
That is that mirror. Feeling. The sun is wrong right now. It should not exist like this. Why is it so hot? Why is it constantly doing this? Why does it hate me so much?
His wife has to be like, I don't know, dude. It's the fucking summer. What do you want?
Yeah, that's right. She's like, we bought the house in the fall. It's summer now. That's what happens. Also, another telltale sign of like a total hungover person. You're just angry that the sun is out in general. That's a real problem.
Yes. And again, it's the 70s. Your best bet when you're hungover is like orange juice, eggs. Like none of this is good.
12 cigarettes.
How about empty stomach and going?
Yes,
how about that?
Exactly. I do love, yeah, the fact that the Brody kids survive with these drunk/hungover parents the entire movie and the sharks nipping at their heels at every turn, it's a real fucking miracle.
Yeah, it's now, crazy, Steve. I think their kids should have been taken from them. Mm-hmm. Not by the state, but from the grisly hand of death.
The sharks? You think the sharks should have gotten
the shark or anything. You've fallen off that goddamn boat she lets that kid sit in all dang.
That was the thing. The shark was a CPS agent. Sorry, Mrs. Kittner, I'm taking your kid away.
This isn't a home for a child to be raised in. This is outrageous. Come with me, Junior.
You shouldn't be swimming past the line they put out to say that that's the swimming area.
You know, my father told me about people like you who don't think that a young human boy can live underwater with a shark parent. And, you know, that's just disgusting. I think that's disgusting, and you should just know I'm going to take care of this boy.
Down here it's better, down where it's wetter, under the sea.
See, he's nice and blue. He's looking beautiful down here.
Oh, God.
If you like what you just heard and want to hear the rest of this episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies and sign up. You'll get this episode along with all sorts of other exclusive Patreon content, as well as a unique RSS feed that can be used with the podcast app of your choice. patreon.com/wehatemovies. Check it out.